I'm Batman.
The Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. I got a fine guest here in the studio. I want to thank our most recent one, State Senator Chris Larson. He has withdrawn from the U.S. senatorial race. He has endorsed Mandela Barnes, and he announced right here on this fine program, Dom, he is running for re-election as a state senator. I'm sure we'll see more of Chris Larson. And Batman is joining me here in the Broadcast Bunker 2.0, sort of the Batcave right now. He is Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Make sure I got your mic on. Matt, welcome back, fella.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, Crudy, good to see you. Hi, Dom.
Didn't turn on his headphones, though. Can you hear
go.
Now?
There
Can
we
you
go.
Hear
there
now?
You
loud and clear.
All
loud
right, and clear. Awesome. Good to see you, Matt.
Likewise.
Matt, we went to a press conference. I joined you at the press conference, and I appreciate you letting me know what was happening at the Assembly Parlor today. And you, as sort of a good governance guy and a number of Democratic lawmakers, rolled out a press conference, and the topic was campaign finance reform here in the state of Wisconsin. Let's start with this senatorial race. Chris Larson just came by, and he was at the presser. It's going to be a $100 million race. $100 million, one Senate seat. The job pays $184,000 a year. And I don't think there's $100 million worth of donors here in the state of Wisconsin. So, Matt, a lot of this money's coming from out of the state. How perverse is it that we've got a $100 million senatorial race?
Well, it is very obscene, isn't it? And it bugs me when a lot of the money's coming from out of state, whether it's coming to the Republicans and Ron Johnson, or whether it's coming to the Dems. I mean, the governor of Illinois, Pritzker, gave the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, you know, $2.2 million. And then, family that owns the Chicago Cubs out in Nebraska.
Boo.
They gave the Republican Party of Wisconsin $1 million. I mean, there should be some limits, and that's why this press conference was important, because we're trying to impose limits on what individuals can give to the political parties or other legislative campaign committees. When in 2015, the Republican legislature and Walker, and by the way, if Ron Johnson decides not to run, I think Walker's going to run. But back then, they signed this law that just tore apart our campaign finance laws and tore down any ceiling on what people can give to political parties. So now, you know, the governor can give of Illinois $2 million to the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, or the folks who own the Cubs can give $1 million or whatever, $10 million if they wanted, to the Republican Party of Wisconsin.
Now, Matt, the biggest problem, I think, with the current campaign finance laws in the state of Wisconsin is the fact that you can funnel corporate donations, uncapped donations, through the respective parties, through the Democratic Party, through the Republican Party. But it's corrupting, man. I mean, when you can accept multi-million dollar checks and then funnel it back to individual candidates, and no doubt Tony Evers has been the grandiose recipient of Democratic Party money, like $2.7 million worth. One of the reporters said, well, if you're so against this, well, Tony Evers will give all that money back then, wouldn't he? And what was the reply? What would you say to that? Right now, the money is flowing for the Democrats.
Well, I knew the question was going to come, and Senator Larson, who's been a leader on campaign finance reform, you just had him on, gave an answer that said, you know, I don't believe in unilateral disarmament or asymmetrical warfare. My question, my response to that question is, because Democrats have figured out how to make a broke political system work for themselves here in the short term doesn't mean that broke political system shouldn't be fixed. And, our politics shouldn't be a tug of war between a handful of billionaires on the left and a handful of billionaires on the right. In a real democracy, we all should have an equal tug on that rope. And everybody knows we don't have an equal tug on that rope. I mean, the average citizen in Wisconsin can't compete with the Pritzkers of Illinois, for God's sakes.
Well, the cap is $20,000 in a statewide campaign. So the governor of the state of Wisconsin, you could give, you with money, not me, because I'm broke, but you could give Tony Evers $20,000. I think that would certainly get the notice of his campaign team. But as it was pointed out at the press conference today, if you were giving to a presidential campaign, You could only give $2,700 for the primary, $2,700 for the general, about $5,000. The state of Wisconsin, we allow a gubernatorial or any statewide candidate, I believe, to accept four times that much, Matt.
Yeah, that's totally way out of whack. But also what's way out of whack is, you know, you could give 20, if you got a rich friend and you're running for governor, you know, I would tell my rich friend, don't give me the $20 million. You know, give the Democratic
Party. The $20,000.
Yeah, give the Democratic Party $20 million. And then the Democratic Party can just shuffle it over to me. I mean, that's one of the things that we were trying to correct at the press conference today, that there, you shouldn't be able to shift the money around. You give unlimited amounts to the political parties or legislative campaign committees. They shouldn't be able to give that unlimited amounts back to the candidate, because why do you have a limit on what an individual can give to a candidate if they can just go through the laundromat of the political parties?
Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. That is Matt Rothschild, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. And Matt, that's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it. Of course, it makes no sense. I mean, you could just put it on paper if you even want to be on paper, and give that direct donation to the actual candidate in their campaign, or you could give it to the parties, or you could funnel it through, you know, 501c3s, 501c4s, however you want to do it and however it's set up, and, you know, not only shield your donors, but potentially get a tax write-off from that. So, Matt, what specifically are you asking for to be done? What would you like to see? What are the, you know, the top few bullet points of change to this law that you think is very important?
Yeah, there was a great package, but the most important things were setting limits on how much individuals can give to candidates, reducing the amount. Limits on how much individuals can give to political parties and legislative campaign committees, banning the ability of corporations to give directly to political parties or legislative campaign committees. Remember in 2015, in that change of the law, they made it for the first time in 100 years okay for corporations to give money to political parties here in Wisconsin.
Would that ban also include organized labor, Matt?
Yes, that ban would. And, I think that's important. And then they can't do the shell game of transferring the money, you know, between committees and political parties. But you need to set a limit in every category. Otherwise, there's just going to be this ridiculous shell game that goes on. But then there's also the problem that you mentioned about the so-called issue advocacy groups. And an important part of the package today was requiring disclosure. And Crudy was asking about the issue advocacy groups at the press conference. But
one of my hot buttons, the fact that Scott Walker corruptly coordinated with third-party groups, and effectively the same one was running the third party is his campaign. Of course they're coordinating.
Yeah, Wisconsin Club for Growth. And yes, part of this package would prohibit coordination between candidates and issue advocacy groups. Crudy pointed out the Wisconsin Supreme Court said that was okay. This would be a new statute that would say that's not okay, and it would have to go into the courts, probably federal court, to the U.S. Supreme Court to say, was the Wisconsin Supreme Court right in 2015 to say that the First Amendment doesn't allow Wisconsin to ban coordination between issue advocacy groups and candidates?
A couple other topics I just want to get your opinion on when I think about this. One would be, where do you stand on the public financing of campaigns? And number two, what about limiting, you know, donors based on where they live, right? So if you live in Wisconsin, you can donate to your Wisconsin voters. But, you know, when you take money in, when you have someone living from another state, should they be continue to, you know, influence the elections of a different state in which they do not reside, in your opinion?
Yeah, I'd like to see it limited to folks in Wisconsin when you're running for office in Wisconsin, that only people in Wisconsin should be able to contribute. And I am for public financing. I think that's the ultimate way to solve this problem. We need to overturn the Citizens United decision to get both of those things to happen, because with these U.S. Supreme Court decisions like Citizens United and a whole bunch of others that say corporations are persons and money is speech, we're not going to be able to get really fundamental campaign finance reform accomplished.
The other night, I was watching whatever I was watching, watching the boob tube, and I see an ad, an anti-Ron Johnson ad from a group called Tax March. I have no idea who they are. And, you know, it didn't give me any indication of who might be funding Tax March. Never heard of Tax March, but they don't like Ron Johnson much. I suspect it's a super PAC of the left. Now, part of the legislative agenda rolled out by the Democrats today would be a transparency in the media. And this is starting to come into my wheelhouse, let's just say. Now, we are currently regulated by the FCC. If we take in political dollars, we've got to notify the FCC. We've accepted, $1,000 from the Evers campaign within 24 hours of receipt of that money. How does this legislation extend beyond that?
Well, this would require those so-called dark money groups, like that ad that you were referring to, they would have to disclose who their donors are. Who's the donor to this group? Otherwise, you know, people are hiding behind a bush and throwing mud. But you're getting to another question, which is, what about the media? You know, and does the media, if it's engaging in political agitation like you do here, do you have to...
I'd like to think as we do it well here, but please continue.
Some say the greatest.
I mean, do you have to... What kind of disclosure do you have? There is an exception for the First Amendment under a whole bunch of... U.S. Supreme Court precedent, so you're going to be okay. But I do think those dark money groups that are coming up with those, you know, funky names like, you know, Badgers for Eternal Victory or something, you know, and then they're saying nasty things about a candidate and say, go call this candidate and tell him not to be so nasty. I mean, we should know who's funding Badgers for Eternal Victory.
Once upon a time, Ron Johnson used to come on this show about every 6 weeks. And when we first met Ron, he was running for re-election, took on Feingold for a second time, and successfully held serve. But I recall Ken Vogel, then with Politico, he's moved on to the New York Times, former Badger. Ken caught Ron Johnson at a Koch Brothers event in Palm Springs, California, telling a massive donor, no, don't write me the check. Write the check to the Koch Brothers organization. And so anyways, Vogel confronted him poolside out in Palm Springs, and Ron Johnson got quite flustered when I started asking this question of him. But the gist of my question, and Ron answered the question, Ron, is money free speech? And to Ron Johnson's opinion, absolutely it is, Mike. Well, Ron's got a big old soapbox, and he's got the Koch Brothers network behind him, and he won re-election with some outside spending. So what do you think about this whole process when the very politicians, you know, we know about Scott Walker asking from the Guardian article. Well, Ron Johnson did the very same asking, and that would be, to my perception, in conflict with campaign finance laws.
Right. I mean, that's what I mean. It totally makes a joke, and it's a bad joke, of the limits we're trying to impose on individuals giving to directly to candidate committees, that they can give 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times to an outside committee that can do exactly the same thing as the campaign was going to do.
Matt, do you think it's influential? Joe Biden had like $54 million that he spent in the state of Wisconsin in the last elective cycle. The Democrats have suddenly figured out the money game, and they're winning it, at least here in the state. Do you think that that will have any impact on bringing some, let's call them hesitant Republicans, along on these propositions? Do you think the Republicans might want to put in some campaign finance stops when they realize they're losing this game?
Well, you know, I was wondering during the press conference, if I'm Robin Voss and I'm listening to this and I see that, you know, the donations to political parties might be limited, I might jump out of my chair and say, hey, that's a good idea. I'm going to sign up to that, because the Democratic Party of Wisconsin is so outdistancing the Republican Party of Wisconsin in fundraising. But the fact is, it's hard to find a Republican in the state capitol who's for real campaign finance reform. There was only one senator on the Republican side who voted against that horrible rewrite of our campaign finance law back in 2015. That was Rob Coles up in Green Bay.
Matt, what about this senatorial race? There's 9 or 10 of them in. Will money determine who wins the primary and then it's a sprint to the finish line?
Well, money will have something to do with it, but the ability and the agility of the candidates will also have something to do with it.
Who do you think's most agile?
I'm going to have to watch him dance first.
Yeah, good answer.
Well, you're not half bad at that two-step yourself, Matt Rothschild, our good friend. He's Batman. He is the vigilante of good governance. He is the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Matt, thanks for the invitation to the presser. I encourage the efforts of the Democrats. As Jonathan Brostoff told me this morning, if we're not out here having this fight, then why'd you elect us? And they know that the Republicans aren't going to take up these bills, but you got to be on the right side of history, and you got to go fight the good fight before you can win it. Matt Rothschild, keep fighting, brother.
Thanks.
Come back with
us. Matt.
More Devil's Advocates, more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. He's Batman.
The pen is truly mightier than the sword.
Freedom.